We are all in this season where we may at times just feel lost, overwhelmed, and not sure what to do. We may start out thinking, I still got this, I can still handle this. But some situations will push us into realizing we just don't know everything. At times like this, we may receive encouragements from the Bible verses or from our brethren. And one of the famed verses frequently used is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Now, many people use it as a blanket booster verse for different challenges in lives. It is all good to know that God is in control and God has a plan. But realistically, how does that really help me while I'm still stuck in a stagnant and doubtful part of my life? Do I wait? Do I trial and error? Do I just choose what I think is good and watch God work it out in His plans? Now, to really know the essence of Jeremiah 29 verse 11, we have to bring it back to understand its context, as with every other Bible verses. So let us understand Jeremiah 29 again today. Now, it happened during a time when Israel was being attacked by Babylon and many of the Israelites were being exiled to foreign lands by King Nebuchadnezzar. So Jeremiah sent letters from the Lord to the Israelites during these darker days to guide and encourage them. In Jeremiah 29 verse 4, it says, "This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon." Now here it reads, "those I carried into exile." God is saying that He carried the Israelites into exile. Now it does not mean that God merely orchestrates and plans pain for His people to go through, but here it emphasizes to us that God never stops carrying us. And indeed, He did bring the Israelites to exile to develop them into His character, but it does not happen without Him carrying them through all the way. Then verse 5 continues to tell the Israelites what they can do while they are in exile and in the season of standstill, despair, or doubts. Jeremiah 29 verse 5 to 7 says, "Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper." Now, if we think about the plight of the Israelites, we are similar to them in the context that we could be in a down phase while dealing with other things around us, like work stress, grades in studies, finances, juggling housework and kids, and many more. We could be overwhelmed with loneliness of not being able to travel back to our families, like our Malaysian brethren in Singapore, added financial pressures, unknowns, fear of health issues, negativity, yet not knowing what to do about relying on faith. We could feel exiled and disconnected from the pre-COVID days and the life before. So with reference to the verses above that Jeremiah has told the Israelites as instructed by the Lord, during times like this, we can first take time to ask ourselves a few questions. The very first question is, what am I building? The first part of Jeremiah 29 verse 5 says, "Build houses and settle down." Here, it is first mentioned that we should build something and settle down on what we are building. It is not just about hoping God will grant us an escape route out of our own exiles, but to recognize where God has placed us right now and build on it. Now, it is important to know what we build on, because when we settle on it, it becomes home for us. If we largely build on work, then our pride and achievements become home for us. However, we are also